You know, it's fascinating how many business owners I meet who aren't quite sure what they legally need regarding commercial auto insurance. Have you ever wondered if your business vehicles are actually fully protected?
Absolutely, and it's a critical question. The stakes are incredibly high for businesses concerning vehicle coverage. You know, from what I've seen, many businesses don't realize that their personal auto policies likely won't cover vehicles used primarily for business.
Right, and that's a huge misconception. Can you break down what businesses legally need to have in place?
Well, most states require businesses to have liability insurance for both bodily injury and property damage that might result from a vehicle accident during business operations. There's also usually mandatory requirements for uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage and personal injury protection in many states.
Makes sense. And I've heard that the recommended coverage limits are pretty substantial these days.
Definitely. In today's litigious society, many insurers recommend a business auto coverage limit of $1 million with $500,000 as the minimum, even for small businesses. That might sound like a lot, but it's really necessary to cover potential damages in a serious accident.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
LV Premier Insurance Broker is your trusted partner in handling commercial auto insurance. With over 15 years of industry experience and deep roots in the Las Vegas community, we understand your business needs. We specialize in offering coverage at competitive rates, ensuring your business vehicles are properly protected. Visit us at lvpremierinsurance.com to learn how we can help safeguard your business today.
You know, that brings up a good point about working with professional brokers. Why is that so important for commercial auto insurance?
That's a great question. Commercial policies are significantly more complex than personal ones. You're dealing with multiple vehicles, different types of coverage, various drivers, and specific business operations. A professional broker can assist with all these elements.
Exactly. What are some of the specific things a broker helps with?
Well, they'll ask detailed questions about how you use vehicles in your business, who'll be driving them, if you own, rent, or lease, and if employees might be driving their personal cars for business purposes. And here's something many people don't realize. They can often negotiate better terms with insurance companies than individual business owners can.
That's interesting. I imagine they also help ensure businesses meet all legal requirements?
Absolutely. A good broker will ensure you're not just meeting minimum requirements, but securing the right type and level of coverage for your specific business needs. They'll consider aspects like physical damage coverage, full coverage, and collision coverage, creating a thorough protection package.
What about when employees use their personal vehicles for business? That's got to be complicated.
Oh yeah, that's a tricky one. If your employees drive their own cars for business purposes, even something as simple as picking up office supplies, your business could be liable for accidents. You'll need what's called hired and non-owned auto insurance, or HNOA, to cover these situations.
Mm-hmm. And I understand there's something called negligent entrustment that businesses need to worry about.
Yes, that's a huge one. You're legally liable when you allow someone to drive one of your vehicles. If you fail to verify a driver's qualifications or let someone with a poor driving record behind the wheel and they cause an accident, you could face additional damages on top of the accident liability.
That sounds pretty serious. What steps should businesses take to protect themselves?
Well, first, you should definitely require employees to carry commercial auto coverage on their vehicles if they're using them for business. It's also important to obtain proof of their coverage annually and get authorization to pull their motor vehicle records. You know, basic due diligence.
I've heard insurance costs can really add up. Are there ways businesses can keep their premiums down?
Definitely. Multiple strategies exist. First, prioritize driving safety in your organization. Implement clear rules about cell phone use and texting. Schedule annual driver refresher courses. Maintain vehicles routinely. Additionally, combine commercial auto with other policies, pay your insurance bill entirely, and raise your deductibles.
Those are some really practical tips. Any final advice for businesses looking to get commercial auto insurance?
Yeah, don't wait until after something happens to get proper coverage. Take the time to work with a qualified broker who can help you understand all your options and requirements. And remember, while the premiums might seem high, they're nothing compared to what an uninsured or underinsured accident could cost your business.
This has been incredibly informative. For our listeners who want to learn more about commercial auto insurance or find a qualified broker, where should they start?
Well, I'd recommend visiting lvpremierinsurance.com. They can help you understand your options and make sure you're getting the right coverage for your specific business needs.
Thanks for sharing your expertise with us today. Really appreciate your insights into this complex but vital topic.
Thanks for having me. It's been great breaking this down for your listeners.